Back to the jungle, the Tiger Gym, Hastings High School tonight for our second game of our doubleheader. The Hastings High Tigers and the McCook Bison boys will be playing here in about 5-6 minutes or so. A good girls game, as it turned out. Looked like the McCook Bison were going to run away from the Hastings High Tigers in the third quarter. Got a 19-point lead on the Lady Tigers, but Hastings High just battled and battled and battled. Got it to within three late in the ball game on a couple of occasions, but McCook won it 52-47. So the Tigers now 2-11 on the year, and McCook goes to 6-2 on the basketball season. Well, it's time to turn our attention now to a boys game here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. The Tigers of Hastings High and the Bison of McCook. Again, just like the girls, they've been foes in district competition, play each other during the regular season every year. McCook's time to come to Hastings this year. And again, these two teams will not be in the same district this year. As I mentioned earlier, the McCook teams have been moved to another district this year. Hastings High will be in their usual district with Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest, and I think Aurora this year now, and Lexington, but McCook will not be in the district this year, so this will probably be the only time these two teams see each other this basketball season. We will see about that, but they are not in the same districts this year. Hastings High Tigers come into this game with two wins, eight losses on the season. The Tigers, in fact, also played last night, as did the Hastings High girls. The Tigers traveled to Minden last night and played the third-ranked in Class C1 Minden Whippets. And Minden jumped out to a 20-8 first-quarter lead, went on to beat the Tigers 56-38. So Hastings High fell to 2-8, dropped it by 18 at Minden last night. The Tigers, on this basketball season, two wins and the eight losses. Lost to Minden last night, but last Saturday night, the Tigers won their second game of the season, beating Lexington on this floor 46-38. Hastings High has also defeated York here 48-43, so the Tigers have won both their games right here on this floor, and they are 2-8 on the basketball season after dropping that one at Minden last night. The Tigers come in scoring at 43 points a game. They give up 52 per contest, and they are being led in scoring so far coming into this week. Cade Wilkie, 7.5 points a game, and Ty Anderson, 7.8 points per game. Tyler Rebarger just under 7 a game. Brady Menke at 5 per game. Patrick Opperman just under 6. So nobody in double figures, but they're all around that 6 through 8, 9 point, points per game average on the five starters. Hastings High again throws in 43 a game, gives up 52, and they are slightly out-rebounding their opponents by about a rebound and a half per game, and the Tigers out-rebounded Minden last night 30-22, so Hastings High has been rebounding the ball well. They've been playing pretty good defense. They're not scoring enough points on this basketball season, scoring only 43, and they have fallen to the likes of the Seward, a 6-3 team at Class A's North Platte. Beatrice 8-1. The Tigers played Beatrice to a 4-point game. Norfolk is 9-2, beat the Tigers in the conference tournament between Christmas and New Year's. This McCook team, in fact, has beaten the Tigers once this year, the second time these two have met in that Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference tournament on December 29th. McCook beat Hastings High 57-53. In fact, the Tigers fell behind 31-16 at halftime. They were down by 13 after three quarters, and Hastings High had a battle back in that game, dropped it by 4, but McCook got out to a quick start in the first meeting of the season between these two, and McCook won at 57-53. Ty Anderson had 17. Will Reimer had 11. Cade Welke, 9 in that first game back in December, late December. McCook, 57. Hastings High, 53. Tigers again at 2-8 on this basketball season. The Bison of McCook, Tim Garcia's ball club, coming into the contest with 8 wins and 4 losses. So they're off to a good start, 8-4. Opened the season with 3 straight wins, then dropped a couple of games, one of them to North Platte on December 17th. The Bison then in the conference tournament. They won two out of three to finish fifth. They won the consolation championship over Columbus. McCook also has a victory over Holdridge. Holdridge, another one of the teams in that district with Hastings High this year. And Holdridge was beaten by McCook. McCook has dropped its last game of this before this one. They lost at Sydney last Saturday, 64-56. That broke a four-game Bison winning streak. One of those four wins there was a 94-33 win over Phillipsburg, Kansas. So the Bison come into the basketball game. They average 65 a game. They like to score. They average 65 a contest. They give up 56. They're on a one-game losing streak after winning four in a row. They are 8-4 on this basketball season. They're led in scoring by Connor Larson, 15 a game. Following McCook basketball are part of this district competition, and in his games, and McCook has played against our area teams and Hastings High. Connor Larson's guy's been there for years, averages 15 points, the only starter in double figures. Kyle Gaston, 7 points a game. Drew Shield, 6. Keith Wallace, 4. Matt Chitwood, 5. Chitwood, of course, the Bison starting quarterback on their good football team. Again, this year, Chitwood is a starter for the Bison. Again, they score 65 a game. They give up 56. They're 8-4 on the year. For the Tigers, they are expected to start as the starting lineups will be introduced here right now to the good crowd on hand from McCook and for Hastings tonight. Tigers expected to start 6'1" sophomore Tyler Rebarger, 6'2" junior Ty Anderson, 6'3" junior Cade Welke, 6'3" junior Patrick Opperman, and 6' junior Brady Menke. Rebarger, Welke, Anderson, Menke, Opperman for the Tigers. For the McCook Bison, they will start Connor Larson, Kyle Gaston, Keith Wallace, Drew Shields, and Matt Chitwood in this basketball game for the McCook Bison. So Hastings High will face the McCook Bison here, and it's a formidable foe, a tough foe here tonight for the Tigers, McCook and Hastings High School. So the Tigers being introduced to the crowd here, and they're about ready to start this basketball game. For the Bison, again, Kyle Gaston, he's a 6'2" junior. Keith Wallace is a 5'10" senior. Connor Larson's the 6'2" senior. Drew Shields is a 6'2" senior. And Matt Chitwood, a 6'2" junior. So no one especially big on either one of these teams, but they will battle it out here tonight, the Tigers and the Bison here this evening. Again, Larson's the leading scorer, 15 a contest for the McCook Bison. Hastings High and McCook about ready to begin things here tonight. And again, the Tigers will start Tyler Rebarger, Cade Welke, Ty Anderson, Brady Mankey, and Patrick Opperman. For the Bison and Tim Garcia, again, 8-4 in the year. Kyle Gaston, Keith Wallace, Connor Larson, Drew Shields, Matt Chitwood. The Tigers in their home white, orange numerals, orange and black trim, traveling road uniforms for the Bison. They're red and white, white numerals, white trim. And the Tigers will jump. Ty Anderson at center, the junior. And again, the Bison, 6'2", 6'2", 6'2", 6'2", and 5'10". Tigers, 6'1", 6'3", 6'3", 6'2", 6'. Jumping center is Matt Chitwood against Ty Anderson, tip controlled by the Bison, and they will start the contest going from right to left. Connor Larson from the wing for three, off the rim, no good. Tigers grab it in the person of Patrick Opperman to Ty Anderson. So Hastings High and McCook underway in the boys' contest, just underway from the jungle, the Tiger Den on the Hastings High campus. Man-to-man defense by McCook to start this basketball game, and there's a five-second call. Tigers turn it over as Brady Menke can't get rid of the basketball, and the Tigers turn it over. Five-second call, the good defense there by the Bison. Just underway in the boys' contest. The girls' contest goes to McCook. Front court is the Tigers in a man-to-man defense. The basketball to Connor Larson. Driving now is Shields now to Larson. To Gaston. Back to Drew Shields. Guarded by Brady Menke. The right wing is Connor Larson into the lane. A whistle and a hold on the Tigers. Foul on the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger picks up the foul. And inbounding on the non-shooting situation will be for the Bison. Shot put up from the wing is going to be no good this time by Keith Wallace. And a pushing foul and the attempted rebound by the Bison. So the Tigers will come the length of the floor in that non-shooting foul situation. Drew Shields picks up the foul for the Bison. Tigers to inbound and backcourt pressure by the Bison. A little man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Hastings High controlling. Brady Menke will bring it across the timeline quickly into the offensive zone. Passing her neat now to Cade Welke and a turnover on the Tigers. So the Tigers turn it over on that offensive possession and it goes back to the Bison. Scoreless, we played 1 minute here at the Tiger Gym. Hastings High and McCook. Boys High School basketball here on ESPN 1550. KICS Radio. Connor Larson with it. To Chitwood. Back to Larson. Long three top of the key is off there. No good. Battle for it and grabbed by the Tigers. Cade Welke. Welke to Menke. Front court pass now. To Rebarger. To Menke. Back to Rebarger. Deep on the right wing. Tyler Rebarger to the baseline. Stops. Fakes his man out. Shoots a 12-footer and scores. Tyler Rebarger with the field goal. 2-0, Tigers with the first bucket of the game. Front court, it's Shields. In the lane, Gaston turns, shoots, misses. Battle for the baseline, grabbed there by the Tigers, Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger to Menke. Brady, the junior, across the timeline into the offensive zone. Back to Rebarger. Tyler on the left wing to the free throw line. A pass in the lane. Shot put up by Cade Wilkie's off there, no good, and a whistle. And a rebounding foul call on Hastings High. Patrick Opperman picks up the foul, trying to get that offensive rebound. So an aggressive offensive rebounding foul on the Tigers. 6:02 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Tigers. Scott Rosno, of course, the new coach, new head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, up and barking instructions to his defense. In the lane, and a traveling call on Matt Chitwood. Chitwood headed into the lane and traveled. Turnover on McCook. Tiger basketball, face pressure in the backcourt. It's man-to-man, and now it's Menke. Little pressure from Drew Shields. Menke front court to Rebarger. Tyler deep on the right wing. Still with the ball. Cross-court pass to Ty Anderson. Look inside and find Welke. Drives to the baseline. Bounce pass all alone underneath and scoring is Brady Menke. Menke with the field goal and the pass from Welke. 4-0 Tigers. Front court is Chitwood. Chitwood bounce pass top of the key to Larson in the lane. Dishes in the corner to Wallace. Has no shot. Back to Chitwood. On the wing to Shields for three. No good. Long rebound pulled down by Matt Chitwood. Chitwood stops and takes the three off there. No good. Offensive rebound to Wallace. He shoots and misses. Tigers go high. Cade Welke with the rebound. Welke's the tallest starter on the floor at 6'3". Front court, it's Rebarger. Top of the key. Inside now for the Tigers. Opperman on the wing to Rebarger. Baseline. Stops and pops from 12. No good. Pulled down by Chitwood. Chitwood with the rebound. Stolen away by Rebarger in the backcourt. Tyler drives. Fakes. Shoots. Scores. Whistle travels first. No basket traveling on Rebarger. Turnover Tigers. Cody Whitkey steps into the game for McCook. Whitkey's a 6'2 sophomore. Also in the game is Mac Allspaw, a 6-foot freshman for McCook. 4-0 Tigers. 4:40 to go first quarter. Whitkey with the basketball to Allspaw. Right side to Connor Larson. Larson's the 6'2 senior. Inside to Whitkey. Passes the ball. And it's off the leg of Tyler Rebarger and out of bounds. So the Bison will inbound on the near sideline. Connor Larson will throw it in. Bison shut out so far. Well, Larson has the ball. Rebarger on the defense in the lane. Back out to Whitkey. Three-pointer. Off. No good. Fifth round grabbed by Brady Menke. To Ty Anderson, and he travels. Ty got the ball, and he was turning to head to the front court, grabbed the ball, and turned and moved the feet and traveled. Mark Gooden, 6'1 sophomore in for Hastings High. Gooden into the game for the Tigers. Tyler Rebarger out. 4:16 to go, first quarter. Tigers 4, Bison blanked so far with nothing. Sean Backer into the game to Woodkey. Back out shot put up is going to be no good this time by the Bison's Kyle Gaston. Another rebound for the Tigers. So halfway through the first quarter, still no points for the Bison. Gooden front court for Hastings High. to Welke. Cade with it. Pass underneath is going to be wide of Gooden and out of bounds, but tipped, deflected by a Bison. So the Tigers do not turn it over. The Bison deflected that one out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball and Brady Mankey to inbound. 3:52 to go, first quarter. 4-0 Tigers inbounded to Ty Anderson. Top of the key to Mark Gooden. Man-to-man Bison defense. Gooden into the lane. Fakes, now throws it up from 13. Going to be well short, no good. Tigers try to grab it. They can't on the baseline. Cade Welke couldn't keep the toes off the end line, and the Tigers will give the ball to McCook. Matt Karloff, 6'2 sophomore in for Patrick Opperman. Matt Chidwood, Drew Shields, two starters back in for the Bison. Connor Larson and Kyle Gaston get their first breathers. And the Bison have the basketball. Drew Shields will bring it up for McCook. 4-0 Hastings High. 3:35 to go, first quarter. Shields now to Sean Backer. Backer for the Bison. Dishes in the corner to Chitwood. Baseline three is off. No good. Rebounded by Gooden. Good off. Rebounding position by Mark, and he gets the rebound. Ty Anderson now in the front court. To the baseline, drives, puts up a shot, and rolls out of there. No good. The rebound by Alspaw. Alspaw to Woodkey. Cody Woodkey in the lane. Runner from seven is good. And it's a blocking foul on the Tigers, and the basket will count. Cody Woodkey with the drive and score. And he's fouled on the play, the blocking foul on the Tigers. Brady Mankey picks up his first, and Woodkey to the free throw line to try to complete this three-point play. First bucket of the game for the Bison at the 3:10 mark, and Cody Woodkey tries the three-point play. It's good, 4-3. So just like that, the lead cut from 4-2 to 4-3. So the Tigers lead by one. Brady Mankey quickly into the scoring zone. Pass underneath for Karloff. Is too strong off his hands and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over. Opperman, Reparger, and Will Reimer. Will Reimer, the 5'10 sophomore in. Menke out, Anderson out, Welke out for their first breathers. Tigers have Reparger on the floor. Opperman, Gooden, Karloff, and Reimer. 4-3. Tigers. Woodkey, front court. To Alspaw, shot for three. Missed off the backboard, no good, and the Tigers Gooden with the rebound. To Reimer, front court now to Reparger. Tyler with it, between the rings now, gives up his dribble and a timeout call. Timeout, Hastings High with 2:32 to go in our first quarter, so we'll take a timeout on the floor. It's Hastings 4, McCook 3, we're back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Back to the jungle, the Tiger Gym, Hastings High School campus. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio. 2:32 to go, the first quarter. Tigers lead 4-3. They get a shot off. Good by Tyler Reparger. Reparger has four. The Tigers six. They lead 6-3. First quarter of action. Hastings and McCook. Front court. Mark Alspaw to Woodkey. Cody with it for the Bison. Shot put up for three in the air. It's off there, no good by Backer, and the Tigers get a rebound from Reparger. Reparger to Reimer. Will into the front court, top of the key to Karloff. Pass inside, intended for Opperman, is going to be deflected and stolen by the Bison. Long front court pass. The Bison try to save it, and they do off the Tigers' Mark Gooden. Nice save there by Mac Alspaw as he threw it in off the Tigers' Mark Gooden. Goes out of bounds off the Tiger. It'll be Bison basketball. Connor Larson back in, the big gun for the Bison. Averages 15 a game. Mac Alspaw goes out. Larson to trigger it in for the Bison, does to Woodkey. Cody Woodkey for McCook. Does the Bison work against this man-to-man Tiger defense? Larson will drive. Pass underneath all alone. Shot up off there, no good by Chitwood. Another shot on the offensive rebound. Cody Woodkey, he is fouled on the play, and Woodkey to the free throw line has scored all three McCook points, give the Bison a big lift off the bench. Woodkey's a 6'2 sophomore. And he's put some life into the Bison tonight. The Bison not shot the ball well. Only one field goal. They're down 6-3. Foul called on the Tigers, Matt Carlisle. Free throw good. All four Bison points for Woodkey. 6-4. Starter Kyle Gaston back in for the Bison. Sean Backer goes out. Woodkey will shoot the second free throw. 6-4, Hastings. Cody's second is nothing but the bottom of the net. 6-5. Hastings has never trailed. And Keith Wallace, who also started this game, back in for Woodkey. Woodkey with all five Bison points. Hastings with a 6-5 lead. Will Reimer, the sophomore, across the timeline. Will gives the basketball up to Mark Gooden. Gooden for Hastings, side dribbles to his left. One dribble, gives up the dribble and travels. Tigers turn it over on the walking call on Hastings High School. Bison basketball, they can go ahead in this basketball game. Tigers are led by as many as four at 4-0. 6-5, 1:24 to go first quarter. Bison basketball. There's a tip and a steal, trying to steal and controlling the basketball. It's Opperman, but he lost it on the sideline. Patrick knocked it away, just couldn't keep it in bounds on the far sideline. And the Bison inbound at the timeline. Drew Shields will throw it in. Does in the backcourt to Matt Chitwood. Chitwood for the Bison. 1:13 to go before the end of this first quarter. 6-5 Tigers. Chitwood gives up his dribble, gives up the basketball to Wallace. Now to Drew Shields. Top of the key to Wallace, to Chitwood. Right side to Gaston. Drive, shoots a 12-footer, off, no good. Rebound by Will Reimer for the Tigers. Reimer into the front court, a pass to Gooden. Gooden holds the ball, now dribbles it a couple of times. Gives up that dribble, top of the key pass, three-barker, left side to Reimer, 13-footer, short, no good. Battle part of the baseline, kicked out to a Bison. Running in the front court is Chitwood. Chitwood right at the free throw line, now will back it back out, gives up the ball to Connor Larson. Long three-pointer in the air, off, no good. Far sideline, the Bison can't save it. And going up to about the sixth row is Keith Wallace. Couldn't get there in time to save it, and Wallace gets to the sixth row up there near the Tiger band. So the Tigers send in Cade Welke and Ty Anderson for the final 31 seconds. They started this game. Tigers have six on the floor. Somebody's got to leave. Now Opperman's going to come out. Gooden's on the floor, Rebarger's on the floor, Anderson, Reimer, and Cade Welke. So Patrick Opperman will sit down. 31 seconds to go. The Tigers by one. They have the ball. Reimer, front court for Hastings High. Will with the ball. 2-3 zone for McCook. Tigers may be content to take the last shot. 18 seconds, and the clock moves here in period number one. 6-5, Hastings High. Reimer still controls between the rings. Now with 7 seconds to go, baseline Anderson will take an 18-footer short. No good rebound. Reimer throws it up. Shot short. Battle for it. Woodkey will come out of there with it. The Tigers throw it up at the buzzer. No good and wouldn't have counted anyway. So Hastings High cannot convert in the final 20 seconds. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Hastings High 6, McCook 5. Back with period number 2 in 30 seconds.
Out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop. Look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kirsch Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kirsch Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KirschChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Welcome back to the Tiger Gym. They like to call it the jungle here. Hastings High School campus. One quarter has been played of the boys' game tonight. Hastings High 6, McCook 5. And the Bison are grateful to their lucky stars for Cody Woodkey. He comes off the bench and the sophomore scores all five Bison points. McCook not shooting the basketball well the first quarter. Woodkey has all 5 points. 4 for Tyler Rebarger, 2 for Brady Menke for the Tigers. So it's been a defensive struggle. Tigers will send out Rebarger, Mark Gooden, Ty Anderson, Brady Menke, and Cade Welke. Kyle Gaston, Drew Shields, Connor Larson, Keith Wallace, and Cody Woodkey for the Bison. 6-5 Tigers. They have the ball to start the second quarter. Man-to-man McCook defense. Gooden with it, deep on the right wing. Top of the key to Menke. He'll get free for three, short, no good. Long rebound is picked off there by Keith Wallace. Front court pass down is going to be stolen out there by Menke. Brady Menke with a steal, he'll drive, one on one. Right in the free throw line, knocked away by Connor Larson, but Menke grabs it back. Now the rest of the players have made it into the zone. Larson on the defense there forces the turnover. The whistle now, one turnover official says turnover Tigers, the other says foul on Connor Larson. It will be a foul on Connor Larson. Foul called on Connor Larson. It's only two fouls on McCook. The Tigers have committed four, and the Tigers to throw it in on the far sideline. The Tigers get the benefit of that call, the foul on Connor Larson. Menke with the ball on the inbounds pass for Hastings High. 6-5 Hastings, early period number two. Rebarger deep on the right wing. Tyler with it. One dribble, gives it up to Menke. Brady with it. Inside the lane, dishes off to Rebarger, fakes the three. Couple dribbles, left side to Gooden. Side to Anderson, his pass picked off there by Gasson. Turnover Tigers. Kyle Gasson with the steal. Runs it into the offensive zone. On the wing, right side. With the basketballs, Gaston. To Connor Larson. To Drew Shields. Shields to the free throw line. Underneath. To Wallace. Top of the key now to Woodkey. Cody with it. Right side to Shields. Corner to Gaston. Tigers playing good man-to-man defense. Larson will cut into the lane. 13-footer. Off the side of the backboard and rim. No good. Rebound comes to Brady Menke for the Tigers. They control. Front court pass to Rebarger. Tyler with it. To the free throw line. Spins back out to Welke. On the wing to Mark Gooden. Gooden to Rebarger. Man-to-man McCook defense. 6-5. 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Looks like the first of 20 is going to be declared the winner. Gooden on the wing to Rebarger for three. Well short off the rim. Long rebound off a couple of hands, and it goes to Menke. Tigers control. They'll set up the offense against the man-to-man McCook defense. Pass to Rebarger. Rebarger to Menke. In the lane, runner from five off the glass, and good. Brady Menke with his fourth point. Tigers lead it 8-5. They've led by as many as four. Front court, Larson left alone for three, and we're tied. There's the first field goal by Connor Larson, and you don't want him to get started. We are tied at eight, first tie of the game. Shot in the front court by Gooden's no good. Grabbed by Gaston. Larson, who averages 15, gets his first field goal. Front court, Woodkey. We're tied at eight. Cody Woodkey with it. Will lob it back out to Larson, the 6'2 senior. Gets a screen, and he's fouled. Tigers try to go around that screen and have to foul there. Foul called on Cade Welke. That's his first. Team's fifth. Two fouls on McCook. Gooden goes out. Rebarger goes out. Patrick Opperman in. Will Reimer in for the Tigers. Sean Backer check in. And Mac Alsbaugh for McCook. And Matt Chitwood also off the bench. So McCook sends three new ones in. The Tigers two. Defensive struggle here. 8-8 tie. 5:25 as McCook controls the basketball. Chitwood now to Wallace. Deep in the left corner, Woodkey. He heads for the hoop. Runner from eight is no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Cade Welke. Welke in the backcourt to Menke. Brady Menke to Welke. Back to Menke. Brady still not across that timeline. Now dribbles it across into the scoring zone. Brady Menke for the Tigers. To the free throw line. Will drive. Put up the shot. And rolls off. No good. Nice move inside. Just wouldn't fall. Front court pass is going to be tipped by Reimer. But it goes to Backer. He shoots and misses. Or Alfox, excuse me. Shoots and misses. And Opperman there to rebound. The Tigers avoid falling behind there. Ty Anderson back out to Menke. To Opperman, left side to Reimer. Will with the basketball. Baseline to Menke's too strong off his hand and out of bounds. Tigers turn it over. Tigers get a little careless with the basketball. Throw it away. 4:35 to go. We're tied at eight. Either coach has to be too pleased with the shooting or the offensive execution in this first half of play. We're tied at eight. 4:28 to go in the second quarter. Connor Larson on the wing to Backer. Back to Larson. Connor Larson between the rings now. Guarded by Menke. Gives it up to Alsbaugh. Left wing to Backer. Takes the three, and it's good. Sean Backer for three. Two straight threes in McCook's first lead at 11-8. Two straight threes. Larson and Backer. And the Bison up 11-8. Ty Anderson for Hastings High School in the front court. to Reimer. Between the rings with the basketball. Dribbles with the left hand. Goes to his left. Bounce pass inside to Opperman. Double team there. Bulls his way to the bucket and he's fouled on the shot. So Patrick Opperman, the 6'3 junior, will go to the line. Shoot two. Cody Woodke picks up his first foul. Patrick Opperman to the line to shoot two. Menke has six. Rebarger has four. Menke has four and Rebarger four. First free throw by Opperman's no good. Tigers trail 11-8. Coming into the game for Hastings High is going to be Eric Garich, a 6'8 sophomore. The sophomore played in the Tigers' JV win tonight, the 6'8 sophomore Garich. Second free throw good by Opperman. Breaks the six-point run by the Bison. It's 11-9. Hastings High trails by two. Front court, Matt Chitwood. To Backer. As the Bison control inside to Woodke. Anderson with the defense. Shot up and good. Woodke, the sophomore. Baseline eight-footer. He has 7 points. Bison's biggest lead at 4-13-9. Anderson's pass is going to be knocked away. Picked off by Cody Jankovitz, who's in the game for McCook. Front court. Shot put up. It's going to be off the rim. No good by Chitwood. They tip it around. Grabbed by Reimer for the Tigers. Tigers down by four. 3:10 to go. Long front court pass to Menke. Brady with the basketball. Slows it up now to Reimer. To Garich. Garich's pass is picked off and stolen by a driving Mac Allspaw. He's fouled in the play. Fans thought Eric Garich had a block, but no, says the official. The foul called on the Tigers. Eric Garich, the 6'8 sophomore, picks up the foul. Mac Allspaw go to the line and shoot two for the Bison. Bison, 3 out of 3 from the line. Up and good, 4 out of 4. First point for Allspaw. 5-point McCook lead, 14-9. Tigers' biggest lead was 4-0. And now trail by 5. Mac Allspaw shoots the second and good. Makes them both. 15-9, so the Bison up that lead to 6. They are 5 out of 5 from the line. Their girls, 16 out of 24 in the first game, helping them to a 5-point win over the Lady Tigers. Garich for Hastings High. To Menke on the right wing. Brady with it. Inside to Opperman. Turns, shoots, and scores. Patrick Opperman has 3 in a row for the Tigers. They're down by 4, 15 to 11. Front court, Matt Chitwood for the Bison. Lost control of it. Going to the floor is Menke. Tips it around. Couple players on the floor. Ty Anderson with a steal. Anderson will drive for the Tigers. He will drive, shoot, and score. Ty Anderson with the field goal. And the Tigers get a bucket there by Anderson. His first field goal, 15 to 13. A whistle here, and delay of game warning to Ty Anderson after he scored. Ty must have tipped the basketball to the official. Or tested somehow. Delay of game warning to Anderson. 15 to 13. Anderson did make the field goal, his first bucket. Tyler Rebarger into the game. Garich goes out. Also going out is Will Reimer and Cade Welke back in. Anderson, Rebarger, Welke, Opperman, and Menke on the floor for the Tigers. McCook basketball. McCook lead 15-13, but the Tigers have scored the last four. Larson now to Cody Jankovitz. Jankovitz having problems with the basketball. Defensive Opperman, and Jankovitz boosts it out of bounds. Patrick Opperman with a good defense. The Tigers are playing good man-to-man defense here tonight. They trail 15-13, 2:07 to go in the second quarter. Menke across the timeline for Hastings High. Tigers can tie or go ahead here. On the wing, it's Brady Menke for the Tigers to the free throw line in the lane. Crosses lane, bounce pass inside. Nice pass, but before that pass, a foul. Called on the Bison. Mac Allspaw picks up the foul. Number 4 this half on the Bison. Tigers will play it in underneath their own basket. Brady Menke looks to inbound. Does long, top of the key to Anderson. Left wing to Rebarger. Inside to Welke. Turns in the lane, left-handed shot up, off, no good, a battle for it. Looks like the Tigers are going to be whistled for a rebounding foul on Ty Anderson. And that'll be the 6th on Hastings High, non-shooting situation. 1:42 to go before halftime. 15-13. 17 foul on the Tigers, so the Bison will go to the line in the person of Connor Larson. Cody Woodke checks back in for Mercook. Kyle Gaston back in. Connor Larson to shoot the 1-1. Larson with a three-point field goal has three. 15-13 Bison. Free throw up. Rolls around and off. No good. Welke with the rebound for the Tigers. So the first missed free throw by the Bison tonight. Keeps the lead at two for McCook. Brady Menke front court to Anderson. On the right wing to Menke. McCook going with the man-to-man defense here. Welke free throw line. Left corner pass. Opperman 17-footer is good. Patrick Opperman with five straight Tiger points. Ties it at 15. Five out of the last seven for Opperman. He has all five of his points. This quarter. There's a pass out of bounds. Turnover Bison. Basketball Tigers. Eric Gorich will check back in for the Tigers. Patrick Opperman. So Patrick's had a good quarter. 5 points. Out of there now. Gorich in. We're tied at 15 with 107 to go in this second quarter. Brady Menke front court for Hastings High. The left wing to Ty Anderson. Ty cross-court pass to Rebarger, top of the key, Menke. Work now against this McCook zone, this time down the floor. To Anderson, long three from the wing, is nothing but net. Ty Anderson with five this quarter. Tigers back up 18-15 with 44 seconds to go. Front court McCook is Drew Shields. Anderson with a defense there and a blocking foul. Call on Anderson, that's his second, and the Bison will go to the line. 40 seconds to go before halftime. It's Mark Gooden back in for Ty Anderson. Ty's going to get out of there with two fouls now and 5 points. But a good quarter for Anderson. Just buried a three. Picks up his second. So Scott Rosnell says, we'll not get your third, Ty, in this half. And it's Drew Shields at the line for the 1-1. Good. Earns the bonus. First point for Shields. 18-16 Hastings. Back and forth we go. Tigers led by as many as four. Bison by as many as six this quarter. Drew Shields, second free throw. It's going to be long, no good. The rebound offensively by Kyle Gaston. Gaston gives the basketball up and now gets it back. Top of the key to Larson. 18-16 Tigers for three from the wing. Going to be no good. Woodke with the offensive rebound. Another offensive board for the Bison. They have the ball. Drew Shields, 22 seconds to go. Woodke, Cody Woodke, 20 seconds to go. The Bison down by two. We'll see if Tim Garcia wants to hold here for the shot that can tie it or put him ahead with a three. Deep on the wing. Top of the key three is going to be long, no good. Rebounded by Menke with 5 seconds to go at the timeline with three. Menke will drive, put up the shot. It's going to be up and good, and the clock will expire. The drive and score by Brady Menke, and Hastings High goes off the floor with the lead here at halftime and the momentum in their favor. Here at halftime on the driving basket by Brady Menke to close the first half. Hastings High 20, McCook 16. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
We are at halftime of our boys' game here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Hastings High Tigers get the final field goal on the drive and score by Brady Mankian. Get some momentum heading into halftime, leading this ball game by the score of 20-16. The Tigers up by four. This has been their largest lead. They've had it on a couple of occasions in the first half. In fact, Hastings High jumped out to a 4-0 lead. The Bison didn't score their first points until the 3:10 mark of period number one. It was 4-2 Tigers. Hastings High led 6-5 at the end of the first quarter. McCook comes back, gets a couple of three-pointers in that second quarter. Connor Larson and Sean Backer hit threes in the second. The Bison had a lead of 6, which is the biggest lead of the basketball game so far. The Bison led 15-9, but the Tigers outscored the Bison 11-1 in that second half of period number two. 11-1 Tiger run in the final minutes of the second quarter, and Hastings High with a 20-16 lead here at halftime. Ty Anderson had 5 points. Patrick Opperman had 5 in that second quarter, and Brady Menke had a 4, including that drive at the buzzer to score at the buzzer, and he had 4 in the second quarter and 6 in the first half. So the Tigers on an 11-1 run the final half of period number two, lead McCook here at halftime 20-16. So the Tigers' biggest lead has been 4. Bison have led by as many as 6. For Hastings High, 4 guys have scored. 6 points for Brady Menke. He leads the way. 5 for Patrick Opperman, all in the second quarter. 5 for Ty Anderson, all in the second quarter. In fact, Opperman and Anderson had 10 points in that second quarter, in that stretch there near the end of the second quarter for the Tigers. And 4 points for Tyler Rebarger, all those in the first quarter. So 6 for Brady Menke, 5 for Patrick Opperman, 5 for Ty Anderson, 4 for Tyler Rebarger, the only Tigers have scored. Starter Cade Welke has not scored. Will Reimer in off the bench. Matt Karloff, Eric Garwich, they all played but did not score for Hastings High. And Brady Menke with 6 to lead the way. Tigers with 6 first half points, 14 in the second, 20 here at halftime. Hastings High 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. For Tim Garcia's McCook Bison, they have 5 guys that have scored. Cody Woodke with the big lift for the Bison in this game. The sophomore in off the bench, 5 points, all 5 Bison points in the first quarter. Woodke ends up with 7 at halftime. Only 3 for Connor Larson, and the defense for Hastings High has been good on Larson. He made a 3-point field goal in the second quarter. He averages 15. So the Tigers have to continue to try to limit his catches and shots, but I'm sure he's going to be quite involved in the McCook offense, as he is all the time for the Bison. The Bison not shot the ball well. Don't have any shooting stats, but they've missed quite a few shots. Made a couple of threes, but just not shot the ball well on the offensive zone. A lot of that attributed to the defense of Hastings High. Larson has 3. Sean Backer has a 3 for 3 points. 2 free throws for Mac Alspaugh, and 1 out of 2 from the line for Drew Shields for the Bison. They have 5 first quarter points, 11 in the second, 16 in the contest in the first half. 7 points for Cody Woodke lead the way. The Bison, good from the line, 6 out of 8 shooting free throws. And they have 16 points, 6 of those from the free throw line in this first half of play. So we're at halftime, Hastings High 20, McCook 16. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk more about this first half and other scores from tonight after this 2-minute timeout.
Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Welcome back to the jungle. Hastings High, the home of the Tigers, and the Tigers lead it here at halftime, 20-16 over McCook. Tigers have won both their basketball games on this floor. They've not won a game on the road, but they've won two here at home, and they look to get number three here tonight as they lead McCook by the score of 20-16. The McCook girls won the girls contest 52-47 in that game. Hastings High rallies from 19 down in the third quarter to cut it to three before McCook able to hit their free throws in the fourth quarter, 8 out of 13 from the line. The Tigers run out of time in the first game and drop it by 5, 52-47. Some final scores, city basketball action tonight over at the Patriots gym. Adams Central hosted Grand Island Northwest, and a split there tonight. The Grand Island Northwest girls beat Adams Central 59-34, and the Adams Central boys over Grand Island Northwest in a Class B matchup. Adams Central 54, Grand Island Northwest 43, so the Patriots win tonight over Northwest in the boys' game, the Lady Vikings over the Lady Patriots in the girls' contest. We will have more high school basketball for you tomorrow on our family of stations of Platte River Radio, on our sister station, Classic Hits. That's 98.9 FM. That's KKPR. We'll have the St. Cecilia Kearney Catholic girls' boys' doubleheader from Chapman Gymnasium on the St. Cecilia campus. Join me for those games. 3:50 pregame tomorrow afternoon on 98.9. Mike Wheel will have the Hastings College basketball doubleheader at Briar Cliff in Sioux City, Iowa, on our sister station 1230 KHS, beginning with the women's pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. So more basketball for you tomorrow. Husker basketball also on the breeze tomorrow as the Huskers in Kansas to take on the Kansas Jayhawks. Noon pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off tomorrow on our sister station, The Breeze. That's KLIQ-FM 94.5. So plenty of basketball for you. And football on the ESPN Superstation tomorrow. The NFL playoffs tomorrow and Sunday. Hastings 20, McCook 16, third quarter underway. Connor Larson will have it from McCook. Thiebel control the basketball at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Chitwood. He drives, shoots, and misses. Tigers on the defense have the basketball to start the third quarter now as they get that rebound. Opperman and Anderson and Menke and Welke and Rebarger for the Tigers on the floor. Just underway, third quarter, inside to Welke. Shoots and scores, and he's fouled. It will count with the left hand and the shot and score. Cade Welke, his first bucket of the game. Tigers have their biggest lead at 6, 22-16. Quickly, Cody Woodke checks in off the bench for McCook. 23 seconds in, Matt Chitwood quickly goes out. The Tigers have Rebarger, Welkie, Anderson, Menke, and Opperman on the floor. It's Gaston, Shields, Larson, Wallace, and now Woodke for McCook. Free throw well short, no good, and a push on the Tigers as they try to get the rebound there, fouling Hastings High. Cade Welkie picks up number two. Missed the free throw. And foul. 22-16 Tigers. Woodke front court for McCook. Tigers with their biggest lead at six. Top of the key, Larson. Right side to Wallace. Keith Wallace for the Bison. Top of the key now to Drew Shields. Shields on the wing to Gaston. Kyle Gaston. Top of the key, Cody Woodke. Tigers man-to-man defense. Six-point Tiger lead. Tigers have been good on defense all evening long. Woodke on the left wing. Anderson guarding him. To Gaston. Right side. Driving now, putting up a shot and scoring is Drew Shields. And that's the third point for Shields. 22-18. Bison patient there and score. Inside to Opperman. Double team to Welkie. Left wing to Anderson. Shot by Ty is going to be in and out. No good. Knocked around off Welkie and out of bounds. Cade knocks it out of bounds. Basketball to the Bison. So Anderson's three spins in and out. Bison ball, 6:42 to go, clock running, period number three. Hastings 22, McCook 18. Larson front court to Shields. Shields to Woodke. Cody Woodke, the sophomore. Top of the key to Gaston. Left wing to Wallace. Inside as Woodke gets by his defender and scores. Cody Woodke, the Bison, have scored four in a row. Tiger lead cut to two, 22-20. Ty Anderson front court for the Tigers. Double team back out to Brady Menke. Menke to Opperman, upside to Tyler Rebarger. One dribble and done. Rebarger bounced past top of the key. Ty Anderson, man-to-man McCook defense. Anderson slows it up. Tigers in no hurry as they run their offense right in front of their bench and coach Scott Rosno. Menke bounced past inside to Opperman. It is wide of the mark. Picked up by Larson. Turnover Tigers. Larson will drive inside the lane. 13-footer. Short. No good. Battle for it. It comes to Menke. Menke for the Tigers runs to our right. All the way into the lane. Brady shoots. Scoop shot, no good, rebounded out of there by Gaston. Gaston to Larson as the Bison run, behind the back pass to a driving Gaston, and he scores, and we're tied. Kyle Gaston, his first field goal. As the Bison run, they've scored six in a row and have tied it at 22. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Scott Rosno, timeout, Hastings High. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. McCook with the last six, they've tied it. McCook 22, Hastings High 22. We're back in 30 seconds.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Hastings 22, McCook 22. The Bison have scored the last six to tie it after Hastings had moved its lead to its largest of the evening at 22-16. But the Bison with the last six field goals by Cody Woodke, Kyle Gaston, and Drew Shields. So we're tied at 22. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Hastings High trying to get their third win of the year. The Bison looking for victory number nine. Class B schools. Again, they are been separated normally in the same district, but not this year. McCook has been sent to a different district. Hastings High will be in the same district as Adams Central again, and Holdridge and Northwest and Lexington and Aurora. The six teams in their district in February. Third quarter, Opperman underneath, shoots and scores. Patrick Opperman has seven. Tigers regain the lead at 24-22. Connor Larson, front court to Woodke. Right wing pass to Kyle Gaston. Gaston inside to Larson, turns and shoots from 13, and it's good. Connor Larson works inside there for his fifth point. We're tied at 24. Front court, it's Rebarger. Tyler gives up his dribble to Anderson in the lane. Runner shot up good by Ty Anderson. Seven for Anderson. 26-24, Tigers by a deuce. Front court, Gaston. The ball and a travel on Kyle Gaston, the junior. Matt Chitwood, Sean Backer into the game from McCook. going out, Drew Shields and Keith Wallace. McCook runs about 8 or 9 in the game. Same for the Tigers. Brady Mankey front court. Tigers by 2. 4.5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Opperman with it. Bounce pass in the lane to Welke. Can't control it. Tipped around. He loses control. Welke to the floor. Tied up by Woodke. Welke and Woodke. A tie up at midcourt. Stays with the Tigers. On the alternate possession on the jump ball, Hastings High to retain possession. So Welke and Woodke went to the floor in the tie up there. Patrick Opperman to inbound far sideline for the Tigers. Does in the backcourt to Brady Mankey in the Tigers' control. Up by 2. Neither team is led by more than 6. The Tigers with the ball. Ty Anderson, man-to-man McCook defense. Top of the key, Mankey. Mankey lobs it underneath to Rebarger. Shoots, misses. Offensive rebound, shot put up. No good by Welke. A battle forward, and coming out of there with it is Sean Backer. Tigers miss a couple of good opportunities there. Tipped by the Tigers, but a possession retained. Larson in the lane. Pass underneath to Woodke. Shoots and scores. Nice pass there by Larson to Woodke. We're tied at 26. Assist Larson. Basket Woodke. Larson the leader of this ball club. Good assist there. Anderson in the lane. Drives. Shoots and scores. Ty Anderson cuts to the basket. Gets the basketball. Scores again for the Tigers. He has 9. Larson drives. Puts up a left-handed shot on the run. And it's good. 7 for Connor Larson. And we're tied again at 28. Tied at 22, 24, 26, and 28 this quarter. Timeout, though, on the floor by McCook. 3:28 to go, third quarter. We'll take a timeout. It's Hastings 28, McCook 28, back in 30 seconds.
College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Welcome back to the jungle, the Tiger Den, Hastings High School campus. Tigers 28, Bison 28. And we've been tied at 22, 24, 26, and 28. This third quarter was 2016 Tigers at the half. Brady Mankey front court. Rebarger's on the floor. Opperman, Anderson, and Welke for the Tigers. Tigers face a little pressure there, and it's a double team on Tyler Rebarger, and his pass is tipped out of bounds. Tigers retain. 3:11 to go in period number 3. Rebarger inbounds to Anderson for Hastings High. Tie with it to Mankey. In between the rings is Brady Mankey to Tyler Rebarger. Still gives up his dribble now and gets rid of the basketball to Mankey. Man-to-man McCook defense. Rebarger now circles around and gets the pass from Mankey. Gets a screen but no shot to Anderson. Lost control of it, out of bounds. Tigers unforced there to turn it over. 2:48 to go, period number 3. We're tied at 28. Larson, long front court pass, all alone underneath the basket. Mac Alpha, and he scores. Tigers lose their defender there, and McCook regains the lead at 30-28. The Tigers asleep on defense there for one of the few times tonight. They give up an easy basket. Assist for Larson, pass underneath, and a whistle. And a five-second call. Tigers give up the basketball on the five-second call. Cook forces the turnover. Eric Garrich in the game for the Tigers. Mark Gooden into the game. Will Reimer in for Hastings High. 2:28 to go in the third. McCook with the lead, 30-28. So the Tigers now, as Cody Jankovic checks in for McCook. Jankovic, Drew Shields back in the game. Tigers by trailing now by 2. Drew Shields with it in the corner. It's Kyle Gaston, and he travels. Kyle headed for the hoop, but he walked. Connor Larson getting a rest now for McCook. That won't last too long. Larson now has 7. He averages 15, but a guy the Tigers have to keep in check. Good assist night also for Larson. Brady Mankey with it, lost it at the timeline, gives up the garbage. It's kicked and grabbed, though, by Reimer. Reimer for the Tigers to Mankey. 30-28 McCook. 1:55 to go, third quarter. Mark Gooden with it for the Tigers. his defender goes down and a whistle away from the basketball. An offensive foul on the Tigers away from the basketball. Whistled on the Tigers, Patrick Opperman. So Patrick guilty of the offensive foul, and Ty Anderson checks in. Opperman goes out. Well, cooked by a deuce, 30-28, 1:53 to go. And Cody Jankovic has the ball into the scoring zone for the McCook Bison. McCook controlling, the Tigers stay in that man-to-man defense. Sean Backer with it to Shields. Left wing to Owlspaw. Mack with it. Inside the lane, it's Shields. 13-footer, good, but it'll be whistled off. Will not count, traveling on Drew Shields. Connor Larson back in for the Bison, the 6'2 senior. Larson, a starter, is a senior. Shield starts, he's a senior. Wallace is a senior starter. Chitwood and Gass and the other two starters are juniors for McCook. Tiger basketball, they're down by two. 1:30 to go in period number three. Brady Menke with it for Hastings High. Close one all the way, neither team with a lead of more than six. There's a pass, tip, stolen. Shields on the steal, into the front court. Dishes in the corner to Larson. Connor steps back, takes an 18-footer, nothing but net. Fading away, six this quarter, nine in the game. Bison up by four. So Larson getting warmed up in this third quarter. Anderson in the lane, takes the pass, shot short, tipped around, grabbed by Jankovic from McCook. Front court to Larson. Looked underneath, had no pass, didn't shoot it. Jankovic for three on the wing, good. Cody Jankovic, McCook's biggest lead now of seven, 35-28. 45 seconds to go, so the Bison getting hot late in this third quarter. They lead by seven. Good in front court now to Reimer. And there's another offensive foul on the Tigers. One earlier on Opperman, this one on Ty Anderson. So the Tigers with a couple of offensive fouls late in this third quarter. That's three on Anderson. 37 seconds to go in the quarter. Opperman in, Anderson out. So Ty gets his third foul with his 9 points. He heads for the bench. Garich goes out. Menke also goes out. Rebarger back in. Opperman back in and Welke back in. So the Tigers, key point in this game, they're down by seven, and they need to force something here before the end of this quarter. 28 seconds to go. The Tigers tip it out of bounds on the far side. So McCook has had a 19-point quarter. Scored the Tigers 19-8. They've got a 7-point lead here. Larson with it. Left to the free throw line. Will take a 17-footer. Going to be off there. No good. The long rebound is going to be grabbed by Welke. Welke for the Tigers with 16 seconds to go. Front court, it's Gooden. Underneath. Shot put up and no good by Rebarger, but he's fouled. Tyler Rebarger to the line to shoot two. Nine-point run here by McCook. They were down 28-26. They've scored the last nine. Tyler Rebarger to shoot two. So a 9-point run here by McCook, giving them a 7-point lead. Rebarger trying to end that. He misses the first free throw. He scored four all in the first quarter. So Tyler will try the second. 12 seconds to go in this third quarter. Rebarger's free throw up and good. So one of two there, 35-29. Tigers down by six. 6 seconds to go. Larson has it. Connor Larson with three to the free throw line. Spins in the lane. Shot put up. No good, but he traveled with 1.7 to go. Connor Larson with the travel. Tigers will have to go the length of the floor and three. The ball is tipped. It goes to Rebarger. Throws it up from the other side of half court. No good. Well short, and that's the end of the third quarter. But a 9-0 run in the third quarter has given McCook the lead. The Tigers trailed by six after three. McCook 35. Hastings High 29, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. We played three quarters. It's 35-29. in favor of the McCook Bison. The Bison have a 9-0 run in that third quarter of play. They were down 28-26, went up 35-29, and a free throw by Tyler Rebarger broke that run. But the Bison have a 6-point lead after three quarters. We'll begin the fourth. Tigers down by six. Patrick Opperman, Mark Gooden, Tyler Rebarger, Cade Welke, and Will Reimer on the floor for the Tigers. Down by six, fourth quarter underway. Connor Larson, who got six in the third quarter, 9 now in the game. He has 9. Cody Woodke has 11. With the basketball, Sean Backer. Backer's out there with Matt Chitwood, who's back in. Connor Larson, Keith Wallace, and Cody Woodke for McCook. And there's a whistle, and there's a blocking foul on the Tigers. Tigers, fourth team foul. The Bison have only two. Cade Welke picks up his third non-shooting situation. Tigers led by Brady Menke, who has 6. Ty Anderson, though, with 9. And Patrick Opperman with 7. Tigers down by 6. Fourth quarter. There's a deflection and a steal. Deflected by Welke. Picked up by Gooden. Tigers force that turnover. Reimer now to Gooden. Gooden top of the key to Opperman. Left alone for 3 in the air. In and out. No good. Grabbed by Connor Larson. Larson with the rebound from McCook. They're up by 6. First minute of the fourth quarter. Connor Larson to the free throw line. Passes on the baseline. Shot put up and good by Keith Wallace. Wallace, first field goal of the night. 37-29. McCook by 8. That's their biggest lead of the game. Tigers have the ball on the floor and a whistle and a timeout. Scott Rosno saved the turnover there as Opperman was on the floor. Tigers call a timeout, so we'll take one with 7:01 to go in the fourth quarter. McCook, 37. Hastings High, 29. We're back right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The McCook Bison outscored Hastings High 19-9 in that third quarter, including that 9-point run. Bison were 4 down at halftime and led by 6 at the end of the third quarter. They have it up to 8 with 7:01 to go in our ballgame. Tiger basketball on the inbound it to Will Reimer. The Tigers down by 8 here. They've led by as many as 6. Mark Gooden, a whistle. He's fouled in the play. Gooden tries to go through a double team and he's fouled. On Cody Woodke, that's number 2 on Cody. No one in foul trouble. Ty Anderson has 3 for the Tigers. Cade Welke has 3. And they are both on the bench at this moment. Welke on the floor, Anderson on the bench. Tigers inbound, non-shooting foul situation. Tigers down by 8. Mark Gooden has the basketball for Hastings High. Deep on the left wing. Man-to-man McCook defense. Gooden between the rings, still with the dribble, still with a bounce pass to Reimer, tipped away from him and a whistle. There's going to be a foul, though. Coming out of there with the basketball was Sean Backer, but he had to foul to get it. The Tigers will play it in underneath their own basket. 6:36 to go, 14 fouls on each team. Ty Anderson back in, and Tyler Rebarger out for the Tigers. Anderson is a 6'2 junior. Ty has 9. He's the leading scorer for the Tigers. No Tiger averages in double figures. Anderson leads the way tonight with 9. From the baseline, three-pointer no good by Mark Gooden, gets his own rebound. Woodkey comes out of there with it on the steal, though. Tigers turn it over. Behind the back, Larson tries to get it and does to Matt Chitwood. And Chitwood shoots and misses, but he's fouled. Welke picks up his fourth, so Cade now in foul trouble with 4. Matt Karloff's going to check in for the Tigers. Chitwood shoots and makes the free throw. Makes the first of 2. Bison now up to 9. Biggest lead of the evening for either team. It's 38-29. Chitwood will shoot the second. It's up and it is good. Makes them both, does Matt. The lead up to 10 now. With 6:20 to go in the ballgame. There's a stolen ball there by Keith Wallace. He drives, shoots and misses, but he's fouled in the play. The steal and drive there by Keith Wallace, and he'll go to the line and shoot 2 more as McCook. Now 8 out of 10 from the free throw line. And they'll shoot two more here. Keith Wallace at the line. 5'10 senior, left hand, no good. 39-29 McCook, 6:14 to go. Tigers now will have to score some points. Gooden out, and Reimer out for the Tigers. Rebarger back in, Opperman back in, Menke in there. Anderson on the floor, Welke on the floor. Excuse me, Karloff on the floor. Second free throw, Wallace, good. 40-29, the lead up to 11. Lead up to 11. The Tigers now down by 11. In the front court, it's Menke. Menke to Rebarger, double-teamed on the near sideline. Bounces it off of the Bisons. Sean Backerin out of bounds, so Rebarger with the heads-up play there. Tigers, Rebarger will play it in on the near sideline. 6:02 to go in period number four. Drew Shields in the game. Kyle Gaston, two starters back in the game. Chitwood goes out, and Wallace goes out. Two starters out and two also that started the game back in for the Bison. They have an 11-point lead. It's up to 40-29. Barger inbounds to Ty Anderson. Anderson goes to his left. It's a screen but has no shot. Three Barger takes the three from the wing. In and out. Won't stay down. Knocked out of bounds by Anderson of the Tigers. Boy, Rebarger's three just in and out. A little too strong on the shot. 40-29. McCook, 6 minutes to go. McCook basketball. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Connor Wallace behind a screen takes the three. Well short, no good. Tigers grab it. Brady Menke, front court pass to Cade Welke. He will drive, knocked away from him. Stolen by Gaston. He grabs the basketball, but he's on the end line. So Kyle Gaston knocks that ball away, goes after it in the far corner, grabbed it, but he was on the end line and out of bounds, so the Tigers will get it. Menke to throw it in with 5:42 to go. Mounted to Anderson. Baseline. No shot. Lost control. Throws it into the backcourt. The Tigers will turn it over once again. Ty lost his balance. Had to throw it out to a Tiger, and it went into the backcourt. So the Tigers throw it away there, and the turnover gives the basketball to McCook. Tigers got to get the looks. They got the score. They're down by 11. Connor Larson, front court. Cook looks for their ninth win of the year. There's a pass deflected but grabbed by the Bison. Cody Woodkey will drive now. Shot short, but he's fouled. Woodkey will go to the line and shoot two. Tigers foul there. Woodkey with 11 will go to the line. 1-1. Matt Karloff, his second. Cody Woodkey to the line to shoot. One official indicating 1-1. The scoreboard has the 17th foul. It will be a 1-1 bonus. Karloff out, and Eric Galrich, the 6'8 sophomore in, racing side. 1-1 for Woodkey. Buries the first. He has 12. McCook continues to increase that lead. It's up to 12, 41-29. Cody's second free throw in the hole. 13 for Woodkey. Just like in the girls' game, McCook making their free throws, and the boys, 5 out of 6 this quarter. They've missed only 3. Made 11 in this game. Rebarger from the wing for three, and it's good. Tyler Rebarger has 8. That cuts the lead from 13-10. The Tigers needed that. Their first field goal of this quarter, their first points of this quarter. Tigers have only 12 points this half. Sean Backer to Shields in the lane. Shields a runner from 5. Short, no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Woodkey for McCook. 4:48 to go. Offensive rebound for the Bison. To Sean Backer. Backer to his left on the wing. Reverses the dribble. Top of the key now to Larson. Connor Larson to the free throw line. Right of it now to Shields. Back to Larson. McCook in no hurry here. They don't need to be. They're up by 10 with 4.5 minutes to go. Left wing, it's Gaston. Kyle with it. Kyle Gaston. Lob inside to Larson. Bounce pass all alone. Woodkey. He scores. Larson with the great assist. Woodkey with 4 straight points. For the Bison, they lead at 44-32. Ty Anderson front court, 15-footer, no good. Rebounded by Shields. Tigers down by a dozen, 4:10 to go. Larson bounce pass now to Gaston. The wing now to Backer, shot up, no good. Tipped around, out to Sean Backer and McCook. They get another offensive rebound. There's a timeout. Tim Garcia, the coach of the Bison, gets a timeout with 3:57 to go in our fourth quarter. McCook by a dozen, Bison 44. Tigers 32. We're back in 30 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Well, the clock coming into play now. We're just a little over halfway through this fourth quarter. Hastings High's fallen behind by a dozen now. McCook's largest lead has been 13. It's 12 now, and the Tigers are on the defense here. Connor Larson inbound on the near far sideline for McCook. He has the basketball back from Woodkey. Larson with it. Inside to Woodkey, tipped around and lost there. The Bison turn it over. Ty Anderson's pass is knocked away in the front court. Anderson pass was knocked out of bounds by Larson, and the Tigers will control. 3:44 to go. Hastings needs some quick scores. They're over the foul limit. McCook has committed only four this half. Brady Menke back in there will inbound, does to Anderson. Tipped away from him by Gaston. He'll run it down. He'll drive. He'll shoot and score. Fourth point for Gaston, and a bad turnover there by the Tigers. Is turnover ever good, but that one was an errant pass. Gaston had the hustle there, knocked it away and stole it and scored. Another offensive foul on the Tigers. Patrick Opperman trying to get some position inside. The third offensive foul this half on Hastings High. So without getting a shot off, the Tigers have turned the ball over on offensive fouls three times this half. They're down by 14 with 3:29 to go. Hastings High. As they try to save it here, they can on the far sideline after knocking it away. The Tigers look like they're going to drop their ninth. They ain't got time yet. 3:26, but they're 14 down. They're going down the floor, not getting shots at the basket. They have only 3 points this quarter. Bison have it in the backcourt. Tigers knock it away. Menke, but he can't save it. Out of bounds, far sideline, and the Tigers going to pressure all over the floor. 3:23 to go. Matt Chitwood, the 6'2 starting guard for the Bison, comes in. Drew Shields out. The Bison are going to have to handle the basketball and shoot free throws down the stretch. Hastings High's down by 14. Connor Larson looks to inbound, does in the backcourt. To Kyle Gaston, back to Larson, to Woodkey, into the front court. 3-on-2. Woodkey will drive, dishes in the corner to Backer, takes the shot, air ball, rebound, shot up and good. Matt Chitwood all alone underneath the score. He has four, and the lead now up to 16. And the Tigers' hopes are fading with each possession here. 3:09 to go. Tyler Rebarger. Looks like he's going to come out. Looks like he might be a little bit shaken up. Reimer, Will Reimer comes in. Tyler Rebarger comes out. Tyler looks like he's a bit shaken up. The Tigers are behind here by 16 with 3 minutes to play. Brady Menke into the offensive zone, but the Tigers had a 6-point lead in this half. There's a shot up, no good by Menke, but he's fouled in the play. So Brady Menke will go to the line and shoot two. The Tigers need some offense, and they need it in a hurry. Hastings High led 22-16 early in the third. That was their biggest lead. The Bison then scored the next six. We were tied at 22, 24, 26, and 28. And the Bison had a 9-point run in that third quarter to pull away, and they have steadily pulled away in this fourth quarter. Menke makes the first of two, 48-33. Seven for Brady. Second free throw up and good. Brady makes them both. He has eight. Tigers down by 14. They've scored only five this quarter. Long pass into the front court to Chitwood. He will drive, knocked away from him as he goes up for the shot. And Chitwood, who took the long pass down the floor, will go to the line and shoot two. Four on Ty Anderson. And to the free throw line is going to be Matt Chitwood. The Bison have made five, missed only one free throw this quarter. They're 11 out of 14 from the line, Chitwood. Off, no good. Four for Matt all this quarter. You may remember Matt Chitwood, starting quarterback for the Bison this past season. Second one up. In and out, no good. Rebound by Woodke. Offensive rebound. Eight-footer in and out, and it'll go back down. In and out and back in. Woodke with 17. So it turns out to be a two-point trip down the floor, and it's a 16-point McCook lead. Opperman with it. 2:35 to go. Patrick's shot, no good. He was hit on the wrist as he shot that one. Opperman to the line to shoot two. Tigers now have to put it up in a hurry for some turnovers. Connor Larson picks up his second. Patrick Opperman has scored seven. One out of two from the free throw line. Patrick shot up and good. Eight for Opperman. 50-35. So a nine-point run got the Bison to a seven-point lead in the third quarter. They have steadily pulled away. And this is a three-point foul situation here for Opperman. He was fouled shooting a three, makes the first two. Anderson out, and Tyler Rebarger back in for the Tigers. 2:34 to play. Opperman's third free throw is good. Makes all three, does Patrick. He has 10 in the game, and it's 50-37. So the Tigers cut it to 13. All alone again behind the defense is Chitwood, and he scores. So for the second straight time, they find Chitwood behind the defense. He was fouled the first time, missed two free throws. Behind the defense this time, and he scores. The Tigers put up a shot by Opperman. No good, but Patrick's fouled again. He'll shoot two. 2:24 to go. 52-37, McCook. Foul on Kyle Gasson, that's his first. Free throw good by Opperman. He's made four in a row. Tigers down 52-38. Second one by Patrick is short off the rim. No good. Makes one of two. 14-point McCook lead. 2:20 to play. Connor Larson in the backcourt. Tigers down to a couple of minutes here. They're down by 14. McCook now is going to be in no hurry to shoot unless they get one wide open. They have the basketball. Chitwood to Sean Backer to Woodke underneath to Chitwood. Tipped away from him. Grabbed by Reimer. Reimer with the steal to Welke. Welke will drive for the Tigers. Shoot and score. It will count, and he's fouled. Cade Welke with the basket and one. Tigers within 12. 52-40. Cade Welke to the line. He has scored four. 1:52 to go. Ty Anderson in. Ben Reimer out. 1:52 to play. The Tigers still in it. Down by 12. Welke with his first free throw of the evening. It's in the hole. Three-point play. 52-41. Tigers have been down by as many as 16 in the game. They're down now by 11. McCook with the ball, 1:45 to go. Larson with the basketball in the offensive zone for McCook. Connor Larson between the rings on the dribble. Still with it. Inside the free throw line. Pass underneath to Chitwood. He'll score. Chitwood has eight this quarter. The beneficiary of that open pass, Larson, another assist. And he has eyes all over his head, apparently. Connor Larson, great assist there. Opperman drives. Shot short, whistle. Offensive foul on Patrick Opperman. Now Opperman picks up, it looks like, his fifth. Patrick will foul out on the offensive foul. 11 for Patrick Opperman on the night before he fouls out with 1:20 to play. It's 54-41, McCook. So Opperman is fouled out with 1:20 to play, 11 points for Patrick. Welke's on the floor with Anderson, Menke, Rebarger, and Will Reimer will come in for Opperman, who's fouled out with 11. 54-41, McCook, 1:20 to go. Backcourt with the basketball, Shields. Tigers double team there. Giving the basketball up and a timeout. McCook takes a timeout as they avoid the five-second call there. Called by Tim Garcia on the McCook bench. So we'll take a break here with 1:19 to go in the fourth quarter. McCook 54, Hastings High 41. We're back in 30 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
54-41 McCook. 13-point advantage, 1:19 to play. Hastings High's been down by as many as 16 a couple of times this quarter. They got it down to 11 moments ago before a Matt Chitwood field goal made it 54-41. Chitwood has 8 this quarter. 6 this quarter by Woodkey. Bison have hit 5 free throws, missed 3 this quarter. They may be going there or more before this one's over. Connor Larson to throw it in from McCook. They'll come the length of the floor. Tigers, of course, will press all over the floor. Trailing by 13 with 79 ticks left on the clock. Larson inbounds in the backcourt to Sean Backer. Back to Larson. Front court pass to Shields. Shields fouled from behind by Brady Menke. So Menke making his way down the floor to play defense, fouls Drew Shields, and he'll shoot two. The Tigers over the 10 foul limit, meaning McCook will shoot 2 free throws on every whistled foul. Free throw in and out and back down. So in and out and down for Shields. He has 4. 55-41. Drew Shields with 4. Shoots the second. Good this time. Barely rippled the net. 56-41, the lead at 15 for McCook. 1:10 to go, clock runs. Ty Anderson will drive all the way, shoot and miss. Wilkie rebound, shot short. No good, battle for it in the lane. Still a battle, Larson comes out of there with it. Bounce pass to Gaston. 1 minute to play, Tigers down by 15. Connor Larson quickly into the scoring zone. Bounce pass to Chitwood. Chitwood fouled by Menke. Foul Tigers, Menke third. Free throw line, Chitwood. He'll shoot two. Chitwood, 2 out of 4 from the line, will shoot 2 here. 52 seconds to play. And Hastings High is going to drop its 9th game of the year. They're going to fall to 2-9. And the Bison are going to go to 9-4. The Tigers do not have to play till next Friday when they go to Grand Island Northwest along with the Hastings High girls. Matt Chitwood to shoot 2. Short off the front of the rim. Bison have been to the line about 20 times. We'll get them all counted up for you when we're concluded here. We'll have our player of the game and the coach's postgame show after our play-by-play. Second free throw good. The lead back up to 16 for the third time for the Bison. 57-41, and the Tigers will play the last 50 seconds. Rebarger, whistle and a push on the Bison. Kyle Gaston, certainly something I'm sure Coach Tim Garcia didn't want to see. Stop the clock on a foul, putting the Tigers on the line. Bison up, though, by 16 with 46 seconds to play. Tyler Rebarger for the 1 in bonus. Rebarger has 8. He's 1 out of 2 from the line. Rebarger's free throw is going to be up there, and good. Earns the bonus. 9 for Tyler. 57-42. McCook. Rebarger's second is up and good. Makes them both. 57-43. Matt Karloff checks in for the Tigers. Cade Welke checks out. Tigers do not guard the basketballs. Connor Larson will inbound. 46 seconds to go. He does to Gaston. Back to Larson. Front court now to Shields. Shields cross courts it to Backer as the Bison going to try to play a little keep away with 33 seconds to go, and there's a foul on Rebarger. So all the Tigers can do is chase and foul. 33 seconds to play. 14-point McCook lead. Sean Backer to the line to shoot a pair. First tosses of the evening for Backer, short on the first. But the Bison have made it up from the line. They're going to come out of here with a victory. And send the Tigers to losses back-to-back here last night and tonight. Second free throw is also no good. 14-point lead with 28 seconds to go. Front court Menke to Mark Goodnews, checked in, takes the three from the wing, going to be well short. Mark thought he was fouled, but no whistle. Connor Larson, always in top gear, dribbles it into the front court. 15 seconds to go. The Tigers aren't going to foul. Larson's going to hold the basketball near the timeline. And all 10 players just kind of standing around. They'll play the final 8 seconds. Connor Larson holds it, shakes hands with Brady Menke as the clock will expire. And that's going to be the ball game. The Hastings High Tigers will drop this one to the McCook Bison. The final score, McCook 57, Hastings High 43. We will talk about this one in 2 minutes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Welcome back to Hastings High School. A doubleheader sweep for the McCook basketball teams over the Hastings High girls and boys in this boys game here tonight. McCook wins it by the score 57-43. The Bison outscore the Tigers 41-23 in the second half. Hastings High led by four at halftime. The Bison outscore the Tigers 19-9 in the third, 22-14 in the fourth, 41-23 in the second half. And the Bison win it by the score of 57-43. A close basketball game for most of this contest. Hastings High led 6-5 after one quarter. The Bison got up 15-9 in the second quarter, but Hastings High outscored the Bison then 11-1 the rest of the way in the first half. Hastings High led 20-16 in the halftime intermission. Hastings High got its largest lead at 22-16 early in the third quarter. We were tied at 22, 24, 26, and 28. But part of that getting it tied at 28 for the Bison was a 9-point run. They came from 26-26 tie, went up 35-28, had a 9-point run into that third quarter, led 35-29 after three, and the Bison were able to extend that lead slowly but surely in the fourth quarter to 38-29, to 40-29, to 48-32. Another 16-point lead at 50-34. Tigers got it back to 11 at 52-41. The Bison back up by 16 at 57-41. They won it by 14, 57-43. McCook goes 8 out of 14 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 14 out of 22 from the line on the evening, and they win at 57-43. So the Tigers' largest lead was 6 early in the third, but a 9-point run in the third, and then free throw shooting in the fourth, and the Tigers drop it to the Bison by the score of 57-43. For Hastings High School tonight, 11 points for Patrick Opperman, 10 for Tyler Rebarger, 8 for Brady Menke, 9 for Ty Anderson and 5 for Cade Wilkie. So only 5 Tigers score, 11 for Opperman, 10 for Rebarger, 9 for Anderson, 8 for Menke, 5 for Cade Wilkie. The Tigers, 20 first-half points, 23 second-half points, 11 out of 14 from the free throw line, 43 points on the night. The Tigers fall to 2-9 on the season. For the McCook Bison, 17 for Cody Woodke. He had all 5 Bison points in the first quarter, 7 at the half, another 10 in the second quarter. The sophomore off the bench, 17 to lead McCook. Leading scorer Connor Larson had 9, 6 under his average, but 6 of those in the second half. But a great assist night also for Larson, finding the open man. So he has 9, 9 for Matt Chitwood, all in the fourth quarter, 5 for Drew Shields, 4 for Mac Allspaw, 3 for Keith Wallace, 3 for Cody Jankovitz on a 3-point field goal for the Bison, and 4 for Kyle Gaston in the basketball game. So leading the way, Cody Woodke with 17, Connor Larson 9, Matt Chitwood 9 for the Bison, 16 first-half points, 41 second-half points for the Bison, 57 on the night there, 8 out of 14 from the line in the fourth quarter, 14 of 22 from the line for the ball game. The Bison now 9-4 on the year as they win the ball game 57-42. McCook off until next week when they'll be playing in the Orange and Black Shootout along with the McCook girls down in Colby, Kansas. Hastings High boys fall to 2-9 on the season. They will have a game, I should amend an earlier statement. The Tigers have a ball game this Tuesday here at the Tiger Gymnasium. The Tiger boys host Centennial, a boys-only doubleheader, JV and varsity. The Hastings Tigers and Centennial this Tuesday, then the Tiger boys and girls both go to Grand Island Northwest next Friday. In the girls' game earlier, it was a 5-point McCook win, 52-47, despite 15 for Zoe Mays and 11 for Lauren Bliss. The Tigers sent McCook to the free throw line 24 times. They made 16 in the girls' game. McCook wins the girls' game 52-47, dropped the Hastings High Tigers to 2-11 on the season on the girls' side of things. The Hastings High boys fall to 2-9 on the season. 2-9 after this loss, 57-43. Well, that'll take care of the play-by-play portion of things, but stay tuned. We're not finished here. After the Jungle, the Tiger Gymnasium on the Hastings High campus, we'll have the player of the game. We'll name our Tiger players of the game for tonight, then the coaches post-game show. We hope to hear from Scott Rosno, the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers. And the final scores tonight here, sweep for the McCook girls and boys over the Hastings High Tigers. In the girls' game, McCook 52, Hastings High 47. In the boys' contest, the Bison 57, the Tigers 43. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game. Brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to Hastings High. Welcome back to Hastings High School as the Tigers drop a pair to McCook in the girls and boys contest. The McCook girls 52, Hastings 47. The Bison guys 57, Hastings High 43. In the girls game, Zoe Mays scores 15 by playing with the still injured ankle. Lauren Bliss has 11 on the evening for the Tigers. Bliss, a good job on the boards. For the Tiger boys, 11 for Patrick Opperman, 10 for Tyler Rebarger, 9 for Ty Anderson, and 8 for Brady Menke in the contest this evening as the Tigers drop this pair to the McCook Bison. Well, we'll take our timeout. When we return, we'll name our Tigers players of the game right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Okay, for the Tigers tonight in the girls' contest, we're going to give it to Lauren Bliss tonight. Lauren did a good job on the board, scored the first 4 points for the Tigers. The Tigers in this ball game with McCook got out to the early lead. Lauren had the 4 in the first quarter. She ended up with 11, but she had 7 second-half points, did a good job on the boards, and had 11 to lead the way. So Lauren Bliss will be our a girls' player of the game. For the Tigers, kind of tough to pick here tonight. Opperman Patrick has 11 to lead the scoring. Tyler Rebarger 10. Ty Anderson 9. Anderson scores all his points in two quarters. Rebarger scores no points in the second quarter, 10 in the other three. 11 points in the game for Patrick Opperman, 8 for Brady Menke, but he doesn't score in the third. He could give it to about any one of those guys, so we'll decide on the fact that Patrick Opperman will get it here tonight with the 11 points. 5 in the second quarter, 2 in the third, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter to cut that lead down to as low as the Tigers could get it in that fourth quarter play. They got to within 11 but lost the game by 14. So Patrick Opperman, despite fouling out in 11 points, will be our Tiger player of the game. And for the ladies, it will be Lauren Bliss. We'll get certificates out to Bliss and Opperman.
Hastings, KXPN, Kearney.
Their loss is to McCook tonight. Stay tuned. The coach's post-game show, that's up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street. Call 462-8816. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Next up on ESPN 1550 KICS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest-growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
This is the coach's post-game show here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio as the McCook basketball teams defeat Hastings High in our doubleheader tonight. The girls 52-47, and the McCook guys over Hastings High 57-43 in kind of a game of runs. Highlighting the girls' victory was a 19-point run by McCook at the end of the first quarter in the middle of the second, and they trailed and at that point but went ahead 21-6, never looked back there, and a run of 9 points in the third quarter got this close ball game to a 7-point McCook lead. They went on to win it by 14, 57-43 in the contest here this evening. So the Tigers, as we hope to hear from Coach Scott Rosno, the head coach of the Hastings High boys in this coach's post-game show, Tigers a drop at 57-43 in the boys and 52-47 on the girls' side of things as the Hastings High girls fall to 2-11 on the basketball season, and the Hastings High boys now at 2-9 on this basketball season as they drop this doubleheader to the McCook Bison here tonight. We want to mention one other thing here tonight, a couple of other scores for you tonight as the Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest played tonight. The Grand Island Northwest girls defeated Adams Central 59-34. The Adams Central boys beat Grand Island Northwest by the score of 54-43 this evening. So Adams Central split. The boys win. The girls lose to Grand Island Northwest tonight on Patriots Gym on the Adams Central campus. We will take our time out here, and when we return, we hope to hear from Scott Rosno as he is making his way up here. As we speak, we will take our time out back with Coach Rosno after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Welcome back to the Coach's Post Game Show. Scott Rosno joins us, head basketball coach. The Hastings side Tigers, they dropped this one 57-43 tonight, Coach, and almost at the top of this mountain tonight, but nice run by McCook in the third quarter play, and they got the lead, and you guys are forced to foul in that fourth quarter, but overall, what are your thoughts on this basketball game tonight?
You know what, it's going to be a tough one for us to swallow in the fact that I thought our kids did a lot of the aggressive things in the first half. I'm well aware that McCook missed some of those shots that McCook's capable of hitting in the first half. We picked up 17 defensive boards. Just did a nice job of securing things. McCook also turned up the heat a little bit in the second half, and I thought our kids got a little bit passive. We were going away from the ball, and that put more distance between the passer and the receiver, and that created some opportunities for McCook. You know, you throw in the combination that they shot much better in the second half, and that their defense turned it up a notch. You know, that was the big difference maker.
Yeah, the second half they score 41 points to your 23 in that second half of play, and things you mentioned, they turn it up defensively, and the shots start falling in that second half. They weren't in the first. You were playing good defense. That was part of it, Coach. But they did. They start hitting their shots, and it just got away from you there at the end of the third quarter. And they did the job at the free throw line in the fourth quarter too. But you certainly did not have a chance. You just kept in the ball game late, though, but big second half from McCook, though. It hurts you, obviously.
Well, it was, and if you take a look at the fact, according to our stats anyway, they gave us 4 offensive boards for the game and gave them 8 offensive boards for the game. You throw that stat, then you look at the next stat. They had 15 turnovers. We had 19 turnovers. So now they've got 4 extra offensive possessions than what we had because of the boards. They've got 4 extra offensive possessions because of the turnovers. Then you look at the fact of, you know what? Skill-wise, they might just be a hair ahead of where we're at. Offensive shooting, offensive footwork, offensive passing. And you know what? That's the name of the game. When you're going to play offense, you've got to be able to do all facets. It's not just a shooting thing. And I think a lot of people understand this. You don't plant your crop in September and pick it in October. You plan it early, and then you've got to tend to it. And so sometimes games can get decided even way back in June, July, and August because of that skill work.
Well, I tell you, Coach, you talk about the turnovers and stuff. And you get in a close ball game, and you go down and maybe turn the basketball over, don't get the shot off for whatever reason. You just can't do that. Every possession has to be valued, especially in a close game. And those turnovers really did hurt in the fourth quarter. And they had some easy buckets on the other end of the floor too. You had to run and chase, but they had some long passes ended up in easy baskets for him, too. So he just kind of ran out of gas there in that fourth quarter a little bit.
Well, it was so. And if you look at the start of the third quarter, we're up 20-16. We actually pull up 22-16. They make a 4-point run on us. Every coach wants every call. I thought maybe something could have gone our way here or there. And I thought the officiating basically stayed even with it. You know, some of the mistakes we made were just simple. We started to tighten up a little bit, and the pressure got stronger, and that's good for our kids because we're going to be able to grow from it. But tonight, we weren't the ones that were quite ready for it. When it became 30-28, we were still within a 2-point ball game, and we got a turnover on the next possession. And they come down, and we're able to get a 2 on us, and so it's 32-28. We're still in a ball game. And then they hit the big 3, and that put them up 35-28, and you could tell a little bit, and then all of a sudden there's a little bit more pressure offensively for us to produce. And that's a little bit where the run started. So
I guess that's all the fascination of the game. You never know what's going to happen. The 3 ball you're talking about that made it 35-28 at the end of their 9-point run, that was the last points on it. Cody Jankovic, his only field goal of the game. I think it's the only time he shot the basketball, but that you never know what's going to happen. That's the fascination of sports and athletics. That's all part of the deal. And Coach, Connor Larson, good ball player. You did a good job on him defensively for the most part. But, boy, he must have eyes all over his head. He made some passes tonight, very good. 9 points. And Woodkey, the sophomore, comes off the bench to score 17. You have a couple guys in double figures, but you're just looking for more offensive consistency, aren't you? I mean, you got 5 guys that score, but You got to get more contributions from other people, don't you?
Well, exactly. And we scored 43, and we're averaging 43 and change, and that's about where we're at this point. You know, we've had some games where we've been able to spark, and 20 points in the first half, we probably could have found a way to finish a few more. You know, this is 11 games into it, and so you know, you start to step back and look in the mirror, and this is exactly who we see. Now, there's some things we'll come back tomorrow, and you know, the press that we worked on, we're continuing to work, and you know, just like a motion offense doesn't work if one guy is out of kilt, neither does a press. I mean, if you've got one guy that's out of it, and so some things for us to continue to come back and work on daily, so it starts to become a little bit second nature.
The ball club now with two wins. We'll have Centennial here Tuesday night. That'll be just the boys' JV and varsity this Tuesday night on this floor. Then you go up to Granada Northwest with the girls playing Northwest next Friday night. So what's the biggest thing, Coach? You have back-to-back against tough ball clubs last night at Minden, here with McCook. They're both pretty good ball clubs. What's the biggest thing you think your kids learn these two nights as you head into next week?
Well, I think, you know, you kind of hit it right there. It's one ball game at a time. We can't play McCook until we're done with Minden, and so we'll go into the Centennial game, and it doesn't matter if they've got a 6'9 kid or if they've got a kid that shoots 60% outside the arc. It still comes down to the fact that, you know, we're going to have a scouting report for these kids prepared, and that's what we're looking for these kids to be able to play. Tonight's scouting report, Tyler Rebarger and the team did a fairly decent job on Connor Larson for quite a bit of the game. We got a little bit mesmerized in the latter part of the game when he started to dribble around, and also when he got caught watching and he found some guys.
Yep.
So if we stay true to the scout report and stay true with the game plan, again, it's one game at a time. We'll challenge Centennial. We'll challenge our kids. When that one's done, we've got 2 days to prepare for Northwest, and we start to get it into a little Tuesday-Friday game rotation. And so basically you've got 2 days to prep for each of your ball games.
Well, it should never be lost to anyone that this is a process, isn't it, Coach? That's why it's called a season. It's not just a one-night thing. There's always the next game, and this is a process of going through the season, and you just have to buckle it up and get ready to go again for Centennial starting tomorrow, right?
Well, exactly, and I tell you what, we came out of the Minden game last night. I thought there was a little bit of lack of continuity between the kids. I thought we were able to recover some of that in the first half. And so every time that you go out, if you've got some things that you can build off of, that's exactly what you want to grab and use. You want to have a short memory on some of the things that you don't do well, but you need to have that, you know, if that knock on the head helps you, you know, kind of remember what's going on, that's not always bad either.
All right, Coach. Thanks for coming up of the loss by 14 here tonight. Centennial will be here Tuesday night, then Northwest next Friday. Thanks for coming up. I know we'll have a chance to talk as we move along here and get them going, get them ready for Tuesday. Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks a bunch, Wayne.
Okay, Scott Rosno, basketball coach for the boys of the Hastings High Tigers. Again, the final score is 57-43 on the boys' side for the McCook Bison over the Hastings High Tigers tonight. Again, we'll remind you our basketball plans tomorrow on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. On our sister station, 1230 KHAS, we'll have the Hastings College women and men playing at Briarcliff. Mike Will making yet another trip to Sioux City, Iowa tomorrow. Women's pregame at 1:45. Women tip off at 2. The men at 4. Both games on 1230 AM KHAS. On our sister station, Classic Hits, that's 98.9 KKPR FM. We'll be over at Chapman Gymnasium for the Saints to see a girls and boys doubleheader with Kearney Catholic. Should be two real good ball games. Four winning teams involved in that doubleheader tomorrow. We'll have both games on 98.9 Classic Hits tomorrow. 3:50 is scheduled pregame showtime tomorrow afternoon. And also on The Breeze, our sister station, that's KLIQ-FM. The Breeze, that's 94.5 on your FM side. Nebraska at Kansas men's basketball, and that will be at 1 o'clock tip-off. 12 noon will be the pregame show on The Breeze. And then on Sunday, the Nebraska women will host Kansas. That'll be Sunday afternoon on The Breeze, 1:45 pregame tip-off at 2 o'clock. All of the NFL football playoff games, two tomorrow and two Sunday, will all be on ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings and ESPN 1460 KXPN, the ESPN Super Station. So a lot of basketball, a lot of football coming up yet this weekend on our family of stations of Platte River Radio. Well, that will do it from the jungle, the Tiger Gymnasium, the Hastings High Campus, a doubleheader sweep for the McCook basketball teams over the Hastings High Tigers. In the girls' game, McCook 52, Hastings High 47. On the boys' side of things, McCook 57, Hastings High 43. For our producer engineer Laura Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Here's what a trick sounds like at the Winter X Games on ESPN.
Pretty boring, right? That's because Winter X Games on ESPN weren't meant to be listened to on a radio.